this was one where I, Matt, what are you doing?
Keep going, keep going.
Matt has grabbed a drum cymbal.
I'm adding a stinger.
No, this is horrible.
Yeah, keep going. I'm listening. It's tie-dye. Keep going.
Okay. Well, hello, and welcome to the Eastminster Students Podcast. This is another episode of Messages from the Bunker. Mike here. I'm also with my brother,
Matt.
And we are excited to talk about things today.
Things today.
Today, we're going to talk a little bit about our summer plans for ministry.
Yeah.
Because we've been getting that question a lot. We finally have some answers.
Yep.
We also hope to bring on a very special guest.
Very special guest.
Very special guest. So before we dive into all that, Matt, give us an update. How you doing? How you processing? How you handling the COVID-19?
Well, hopefully I don't have it. I don't have symptoms, but it affects us all in other ways, for sure. It's been a good week. A lot of time with my family, a lot of time with my kiddos. I'm missing being able to take them to parks. So I look forward for the parks to be reopening.
Yep.
I miss forward to taking them places. So, yeah, I mean, not a whole lot to update there. Just a lot of the same, working from home. How about you?
Yeah, but you've started going to the office once a week,
yes,
correct?
On Thursdays.
Yeah.
That's been good.
The
I got more done in 8 hours in that week than I probably got the rest of the week combined. Yeah.
The pastors now at Eastminster, we are slowly, there's one pastor staff member in there a day, so that the church office is open, but there are a lot of measures in place to make sure it's safe. I am, I'm doing okay. It's, we've rolled out a lot of stuff, been doing just a lot of like videos and such. We did a Mother's Day video over the weekend. Joseph Weimer, our worship leader for Contemporary Service, wrote out a really neat Mother's Day prayer. And so I put that together with our students and kids, and that turned out really cool. I've also just been, trying to continue to function as a human being, which can be some days better than others. I had a bad day the other day, and I think it was because I didn't have anything to do.
Hmm.
And those tend to be my worst days.
Yeah.
I need to have something.
Like a project.
Project, yeah. I'm not good at just sort of like resting.
Yeah. No, that's one of the things that I think I'm recognizing in myself, is that there are just some days that we can kind of chalk off as, you know what, today wasn't great.
Yeah.
It was a bad day, and we're going to have those days. We're going to have some days where we're occupied with some project or something that gives us a little bit of excitement. And there are some days where, man, it's the reality sets in of the world state right now and life, and empathizing with others who have it worse than we have it. And
yep.
There's just a lot to think about. So
for sure.
In light of that, it might be good to make a few announcements, and we can kind of talk through what our summer's going to look like. The first thing we'll kind of throw out there, and this is not good news, and we recognize that, but we have made a decision regarding summer retreats, and they are not going to be happening this year. And that decision was not a decision that we made lightly. We met with Westminster Woods. They are, in fact, canceling all of their programming in June and officially in July. So It was one of those decisions where we was not made just on a whim. The board at Westminster Woods met for many hours, and I know there's a lot of disappointed campers this season, but what we found out, the more research we looked into it, it's pretty much universal across the board that summer camps are closing, because by nature, if you've ever been sick at summer camp, it tends to pass like wildfire.
Students get sick at camp every year, regardless of the circumstances. You're exerting so much energy. Mm-hmm. You're in such close contact that our immune systems are already compromised. And it was just one of those things. We tried to look at a few options of what could this look like. And the reality is We just, there's not enough resources. The where Fredonia and Fall River is located with Westminster Woods would not allow for anything sort of happen. So we just think it's the wise, prudent thing to do. Pastor Stan actually kind of helped make the final call. So, yes, how do you feel about that, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I was thinking about it. I haven't missed a retreat in probably 8.5 years, which is a weird thing to think about. You know, we had one snowed out winter retreat, but we rescheduled that for the spring. So it's just going to be a weird summer. You know, we have both you and I work at a camp called Northern Pine, so that's likely going to be canceled. And to not have camp at all, just kind of a surreal thing.
It'll be the first summer of no camp.
Yeah.
For over 10 years for me.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, because I've done Northern Pines my whole life. Yeah. It'll be like my whole life.
And I think about our seniors who I know are looking forward to their senior bonfire, looking forward to their last summer. I don't want to say last summer because I guarantee you a majority of them will be back helping us as counselors next year. But it is a special thing. And so just so you know, we're thinking about ways, whether we do a senior bonfire on campus or do a weekend where we go camping or do something. We're going to honor our seniors and do some fun things. And we're thinking about you. We know this is probably hitting you harder than most.
Yeah.
But we're not shutting down in July. Let's make that clear. One of the things that we're excited about is when the church reopens early July, we are planning on reopening our ministry. It's going to look a little different, but we are planning on doing some outdoor activities, some bonfires, some drive-in movies. We've got all kinds of things planned that we're excited about in July. So
yeah,
we look forward to getting back together for sure.
For sure. I think that's the biggest thing we're all craving. And so, yeah, we're going to be following along with the guidelines of Kansas and our church. And but we do hope to roll out some neat things. Once things start opening up a little bit too, we start to get back to grow groups, small groups. Let me talk a little bit about some middle school specific ministry. Number one, confirmation. We were chugging along in our confirmation program with an awesome group, about 15 students, and then that kind of all got put on hold. But once we are able to start meeting again, we're gonna gather as our confirmation students and finish, and hopefully we're looking at the dates, but I think we're gonna pick a date in August to do a confirmation Sunday. I'm excited to get back to that process with those students. They are it's an awesome group of kids, and we'll be going forward with that. The middle school leader. So this is actually for high schoolers, but I've been getting questions. What is that going to look like? Well, a few things. Number one, it was always very important that we get through our training and applications of middle school leaders early in the summer so that they could be ready for Wild Wednesdays and summer retreat. But since some of that stuff looks different, we're not super rush to get that out. So there will be middle school leader applications going out. It'll look a little different. The training will look a little different, but I do encourage you, if you are a sophomore, junior, or senior next year that are, you know, Eastminster is your church and you want to invest in the lives of middle school students, I think a really awesome way to do that is through being a leader for them. So more information that is coming out. I'm excited about that. So anything else about, I mean, our plan going forward, mission trips or...
Yeah, unfortunately, our mission trips are being postponed indefinitely. The trip to Nebraska as well as the Oaks VBS are not going to be meeting as planned, but we are going to have missional opportunities in July. Stay tuned for that, maybe even in June, for us to be able to help meet local needs in our communities, and that's one of the things we're really passionate about. So stay tuned. More info on that to come. Be looking for an email on Thursday. We're going to send out an email announcing this. We're actually going to hold off putting this podcast out until that email goes out. But there'll be an email with these announcements along with our summer plan so that you parents and students can kind of get a feel for what that's going to look like. I know a lot of you have been texting me about summer vacations and when to schedule things, and this should hopefully give you some clarity there.
Is there anything else on our plan that we did not reference? Talk about. Good. Think we're good? All right. Well, feels like bad news, kind of.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it's hard to put a positive spin on it, but we do think that there will be some neat neat ways for us to engage with our students, with you guys. Listen, if you have ideas, I know occasionally we get in a text from someone like, hey, have you thought about this? And, you know, we think, especially students, you are living this just as much as we are and have creativity and insight. And if you have an idea for something that maybe we could do that would not be breaking the rules of what, you know, of our time right now, we are all ears. We've got, you know, a bunch of stuff up our sleeve that we're hoping to roll out, but we also want to create things and do things and be there for you in the way that is best. So let us know, be in contact with us, reach out on any sort of channel. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah. So, Matt, should we bring in our special guest? Let's do it. All right. We are going to phone in the one, the only
Dirty Dervis.
That's one way to call it. All right. Let's see here. What up? How's it going?
Going good. How are y'all?
Good. All right. Well, we have with us Libby Dervis.
Also known as Dirty Derbs.
Dirty Dervis. Drubis. Derbaceuticals.
That's a good one.
Derbonzo Beans.
Derbonzo Beans.
That's my favorite one.
Yes. Libby is our... What is your official title?
I think I'm the... Assistant Director of Discipleship. I think that's my title.
Basically, she does everything behind the scenes and on the scenes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff. She is firmly planted in both kids and student ministries. So, it's really good to have you on here, Libby. How are you feeling?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah? One thing we always talk about on the podcast is we kind of process how we're doing in the pandemic. So tell us.
Pretend we're your therapist.
How are you feeling? How are you processing things? How are you engaging with the Lord in this time? How are you doing?
Yeah. It's been tricky for me as an extrovert and someone who loves quality time and physical touch to like relate to people. Because I've had to learn all new ways to connect and have community, just like everybody else. And then also just a big part of my job is relating with students and having to figure that out. So that's been tricky also. Yeah. But knowing that those things don't define my worth or finding, you know, adequacy, things like that, it's just been an interesting couple months. But
yeah.
Finding a new rhythm and learning that like right now is just different than it has been before. It's just process. And we have a great staff. So like even just connecting with you guys every day is awesome. And then we just have the best students. So they're always down to text or FaceTime or.
Yeah. One of the best parts of having Libby on staff is that she is our extrovert on the students mm-hmm. team. And both Matt and I are kind of hardcore introverts. I don't know if you know, if people, yeah. listeners know that.
It's true.
It's true. And so like having Libby is a good balance because she brings us out of our shell sometime that is needed. So.
Yes.
But.
Well, it's a good team. We balance each other super well.
Yes, absolutely. So let's see. Now that we've got Libby on here, Matt, what are some things we want?
All right, two questions.
Yeah, let's do two questions.
Mm-hmm. What is either a hobby or an activity that you're doing now that you weren't doing pre-COVID-19? Mm. And two, what are you most looking forward to when we can kind of return to normal in terms of being with people? What are the things you're really looking forward to?
Yeah. When I was in high school, I used to be really into jewelry making. And so I have a ton of jewelry making supplies. So I kind of took over my kitchen table. And if that's what I do during Zoom calls or listening to sermons,
that's
stuff.
Awesome.
So I've just been making like bracelets for my girls and coworkers and my mom. So
that's awesome.
I'm not into puzzles. I got to be productive.
When puzzles are the worst because you finish them and then it's like,
what do you do?
We can't do nothing with it.
No.
You just break it up and put it back in the box.
Yeah.
So if I could knit, I would probably do that, but I had bracelet making supplies. I didn't have to spend money. And I get to give away cool bracelets. So
that is neat.
That's been fun. Something I'm looking forward to, I think just having people back into my house, like my small group girls mm-hmm. or serve team, things like that. And then like my sister lives in Hawaii. And so she was going to come visit and then had to cancel her trip. And so I'm just excited for her to come back and visit or hopefully move here.
Oh, yeah.
So, but
does she listen to the podcast?
I don't think she does, but the Eastminster Students podcast.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she should. It's a great podcast.
You should text her and say, you got a shout out on the pod.
Guilt tripped.
Yes. Very good. What, let's see here. Think back. So you've been doing this how long now? You've been at Eastminster?
June 1 will be 5 years.
5 years. That's amazing. Name a few memories. Like when you're thinking back of all the stuff we have done, retreats, you've had your grow group, you've had crazy events. Think back. What are a few best memories?
I mean, obviously retreats are the best. Couple of favorite retreat, tie-dye. That was just a great summer.
Oh my goodness.
Tie-dyeing like 200 shirts.
So that was one of our first ones together.
I think it was my second one, but my first one in like a student ministries capacity, not yes. just like a volunteer.
So Libby, because this was one where I, Matt, what are you doing?
Keep going.
Matt has grabbed a drum cymbal.
I'm adding a stinger.
No, this is horrible.
Yeah, keep going. I'm listening. It's tie-dye. Keep going.
Okay. No, what I was saying is we decided to do tie-dye for our Life in Color. This is going to be horrible. Matt has a drumstick and a cymbal ready to roll.
Just keep going. You're doing great. Ignore me. I'm not here.
No, I see you there. We're in the same...
Sorry.
Okay. But anyway, so Libby has this job. I say, hey, can you be in charge of tie-dye? And I had no idea the scope and magnitude of what that would entail. And Libby, for like any waking hour, was working on these tie-dye shirts. And they turned out epic. They were amazing.
It was awesome. And it was a lot of work, but... we still have kids wear those shirts.
I know. They're awesome. We need to do that again because I think we could even do it better this time.
The theme was life in color, and I have a few of those shirts that are not tie-dyed, and I wear them to be ironic. You know what I'm saying?
You're really making a statement with that. That's amazing.
Next memory.
You definitely clipped the mics there. Okay. Another one.
That adds.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
That adds.
I don't know. My grow group girls decided one week, I lead a grow group of junior girls, that they wanted to dye my hair. And I was like, cool, like maybe like a light pink or just something fun that washes out. No, they got hot pink and purple and mixed them together. And at grow group on a Monday night, dyed my hair pink.
And
it was a good time. But, you know, stuff washes out, and it's all about memes.
It's all about the memes.
So. All about the memes.
All about the memes. That's good.
Next memory. Actually, no, I have one I was thinking about. Were you there when we broke the record for sports?
Yes, for sure.
That was good.
It was like 3 in the morning.
It was 3 in the morning, and we have an Energizer. For those who don't know, Energizers are like... dances to songs that all the students know.
My heater just turned on.
Yeah, sorry, ignore the heater. And sports is a very athletic, I mean, the name of the song is sports, but it's a very, you gotta, you know, there's a lot of jumping.
You have to be spry.
You have to be spry, springy.
Yeah.
And anyway, I don't know how it happened, but they wanted to break the record for doing sports as many times in a row. And I think we did it like 15 times or something like that.
15 or 16.
And I just remember...
Confession.
I remember it smelling horrible in the chapel.
So bad.
Everything was wet.
Because it's the last night.
The ground was wet.
Everything was wet.
And I remember my calves were cramping.
Yeah.
I don't I don't actually know how to do sports.
Libby.
I'm always videotaping for the gram.
Okay.
And that's so true. Maybe you guys will have, like, kids will have to teach me how to do
Libby
sports.
Is our social media expert. One of the best things we did is hand that over because our posts are just Gooftron. And
you guys are just so busy with running everything.
So Libby likes to make some fun posts and stuff. So interact with her. If you ever see a post on Instagram, there is a person behind the post.
Yeah.
These are not automated. Libby is there on her computer or cell phone, ready to engage with you. So,
all right. Closing question, Libby.
Yeah.
If you were to share with our students one nugget of wisdom during this time as we kind of go through this, or one glimmer of special golden trinket.
One glimmer of special golden trinket. If you were to name one glimmer of special golden trinket.
What would it be?
Matt, what does that even mean?
Like, share, like, something you've learned or something that might encourage our students in this time where we need good news and encouragement because all we get is bad news.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, just knowing that I'm not alone.
Yeah.
I think it's a real easy lie to believe that we're all alone in this. But in fact, you know, God is with us. We'll never be alone. But also we have a community of our church or fellow believers that, you know, we're meant to be with one another. And even though we can't be physically together, that doesn't mean that we're alone. And so for me, learning that and hopefully encouraging students, like, if you're ever feeling alone, it is okay to reach out, and it's okay to say, hey, I need someone to talk to. I need someone to process with. We're not meant to do life alone. And so just the encouragement that we don't have to. We're here for one another.
Well, and one of the things that I'm reminded of is there are times where I will maybe slip into having a bad day or whatever and feel this sort of despair and then feel like I'm the only one who is sad right now. And I have to remind myself, oh no, there are millions of people around the globe who are having bad days, who are experiencing days of sadness. Like, the grief in the midst of this is not an individual thing. It's a collective thing. And so to remind yourself, like, in days when you're having a bad day, you're not alone in that either. And it's okay to have days that aren't great, but also it's better to talk about them with people, whether it's family, friends, and not to, even the other night, Mike came over, we played a card game, and I just vented for about 30 minutes about I had a terrible day, and I was like, I just feel depressed today, and it was just good to talk about it with someone and to not isolate and get stuck in my own head, because I think for a lot of us, part of knowing you're not alone is to say, hey, you're also not alone in your grief.
Absolutely.
And that's really important as we process all this together.
Libby, I think you said it was the last question, but I'll tack this one on. Is there a passage of scripture or a book of the Bible or a certain verse, or even we could even expand it, a book or resource right now that is a source of encouragement for you?
Yeah. I love Eugene Peterson. The Message is my favorite translation, paraphrase, whatever you want to call it. But he wrote a book called A Long Obedience in the Same Direction. And it goes through the pilgrimage Psalms. It's like Psalm 120. I mean, there's like 9 or 10 of them. But I just love rereading that book. It kind of goes through each psalm and the cultural significance and how it plays out now in like discipleship. And so Psalm 121, we talked about it at youth group a couple weeks ago, but that's really been my psalm during quarantine, reminding myself that, like, God never said hard things won't happen. He just said he'd be with us through those hard things. You know, he watches over us as we sleep. He's with us during the day. And just reminding myself of God's faithfulness through this. And that's been a really big encouragement to me.
That's awesome. What, and say the name of the book again that goes through
it? A Long Obedience in the Same Direction.
Yeah. I think that's a well-known.
Yeah,
I'm sure you can find it on Amazon. Book. Great book.
For sure. It's probably 10 bucks.
Johnny's Book Tavern.
Johnny's Book Tavern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Is that a bookstore you go to frequently?
Yeah. It's next to Phillips Crepes.
Yeah, Phillips Crepes. Phillips Crepes and Grapes.
Yeah.
Is it by Mike's Gym for Muscles?
Yes, Mike's Gym for Muscles. Oh, what a time. Well, Derbis.
Oh, what a time.
It was great to see you and hear you. Thanks for jumping on the Zoom. Matt, do you have any last words as we kind of wrap things up here?
Nope.
We always finish
for
the same.
Me.
What's that?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was so fun. We'll do it again.
It's kind of exciting.
We'll do it again. So we always finish by saying grace and peace. It's really not that exciting or anything, but it's important.
Yeah.
So, Libby, would you do the honor of finishing grace our podcast by saying something witty, insightful, and brilliant, and then saying grace and peace?
On the spot?
On the spot. You got this.
You have a lot of choices to make today. Make great ones. Oof. Grace and peace.
Big oof.
Grace and peace, everyone.
Grace and peace.